Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Lansing and Delta Township. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The mainstream media is not reporting the recent decline in the value of the U.S. dollar. There is good reason for the dollar to fall. Just last week, Russia and China announced an agreement where, as much as possible, trade between these two countries will be priced in their currencies and not in U.S. dollars. This is a continuation of a trend we've seen growing over the past year. But the dollar is in trouble right here at home as well. For instance, in years past, there was such strong demand for U.S. Treasury debt that it was typical for bidders to offer to purchase triple the amount being offered for sale at the interest rate set in the auction. Demand for long-term U.S. Treasury debt has fallen dramatically in the past year. It is becoming clear that the U.S. government can no longer automatically count on the Chinese and Japanese central banks, other foreign investors, and large investment funds to extend credit to the U.S. government. On Thursday, September 9, the U.S. Treasury's auction of 30-year bonds failed. Instead of having the available bonds subscribed multiple times over, bidders only purchased about 38% of the bonds at prices guaranteed by the Wall Street banks that underwrote the auction. As a result, these Wall Street banks were forced to buy the other 62% of the bonds at the guaranteed price. Officially, all of the bonds sold, which is what the mainstream media reported, but the reality is that the auction failed. Clear meaning of the failed auction is that the former enthusiastic buyers consider the U.S. dollar to be overvalued. To protect themselves from a higher risk of decline in value, potential buyers are demanding a higher interest rate. The drop in the U.S. dollar was confirmed in early trading this week. From the time that Asian markets started trading Monday morning to when the U.S. markets closed that day, the value of the U.S. dollar fell by more than 1%. So what has been happening with gold and silver markets while the dollar has fallen? They've gone up, of course. On Monday, September 13, the U.S. COMEX silver price closed at $20.11, the first close above $20 in 30 months. After the U.S. markets closed Monday, there was a brief attempt to suppress the price of silver, but waiting buyers jumped on the chance to purchase some temporarily cheap silver. Yesterday, the price of silver rose even further, closing in on the highest price in the past 30 years. By the end of this week, I anticipate that the price of silver will be firmly established at the highest level of the past three decades. The price of gold treaded water on Monday. Yesterday, however, it took off. During the day, gold topped $1,270, its highest price ever, if you ignore the effects of inflation. Last month, I explained the reasons why I thought gold had a good chance of reaching $1,300 and silver well over $20 by the end of September. So far, my prediction is right on track. As I have recommended for years, owning some physical gold and silver is like insurance that protects you from the falling value of the U.S. dollar and other paper assets like stocks, bonds, and certificates of deposit. That's it for today. Tune in again next week for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.